Are our trade strategies working? It would appear not if our exports are not increasing. This past week, the Press Republican in Plattsburgh ran a political cartoon that showed one Iranian launching a missile into the Afghan jetliner and the second turning to POTUS and saying, in effect, it was an accident. Why don't you trust us with nuclear weapons? It is a comic that is worthy of contemplation, as I think all the administrations from 2000 forward have all been concerned about the Iranians securing a nuclear weapon for a wide variety of reasons, and they only differ in methodology. It appears now that President Trump signed off on the killing of General Soleimani 7 months before the actual act, subject to certain conditions. The primary condition was that an Iranian attack had to kill an American. We know that an American contractor was, in fact, killed immediately prior to the assassination. The Trump administration, however, has offered as the rationale that the intelligence community found an imminent threat to our embassies. This again just points out confusion in the Trump administration when, in fact, if they had come forward and said we had a standing order in place that if Iranian aggression kills an American, we will act, I think fewer people would have argued with that rationale. But to make things up just perpetuates distrust. In the world of science, it appears that scorpions may have been the first creatures to breathe air on dry land about 400 million years ago. It's hard to believe that scorpions are prehistoric creatures. I also learned this week that the commonly used phrase, a poisonous snake, is an incorrect statement, as a snake is venomous, not poisonous. The difference, venom is injected by a fang or stinger, and a poison is delivered by touch or consumption. The U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal leaves in place most of the U.S. tariffs against Chinese goods. This has an impact on our Canadian neighbors, as many goods exported to the U.S. by Canada originate in China. These goods will continue to cost more in the U.S. and continue to be a source of irritation to both Canadian business and U.S. customers. The attack by the Arabian pilot on the Pensacola Naval Air Station has brought to the fore the old dispute between Apple and the U.S. government relative to access to iPhones. The government seeks to break the encryption and to gain access to the contents of the phone in order to discover evidence which they legitimately could use in their investigation. Apple has taken a consistent position that it will not create a backdoor into the phone because that could be accessed by others who may have less legitimate reasons than exist in this particular case. Unfortunately, the tension that exists between the right to privacy and legitimate government investigative activity is a difficult one to resolve. The recent report by the FBI Inspector General does not create an environment of confidence in law enforcement's ability to restrain itself if it had access to such a tool. Mr. Barr himself has been very critical of the investigative techniques of the FBI, and of course, President Trump has criticized the FBI, CIA, and other national security agencies with vitriol that we have not seen from a president previously. We also should not forget J. Edgar Hoover and Richard Nixon in terms of their use of government agencies and the information that they gathered. This is a weighty question and one that will be difficult to resolve. The administration announced in a tweet that it was removing China from the currency manipulation list. The clear implication was that China was demanding this in order to move forward with the Phase 1 deal. This is one of the major issues that Mr. Trump went into the trade war based upon, and in fact, is one of the most critical issues in our trade relationship with China. Currency manipulation is difficult to establish, but China has been doing it for so long and is so sophisticated at it that it has a real impact on American jobs, the balance of trade, and our trading relationships with other nations. It is truly hard to understand what the strategy is. Iran remains consistently in the news with substantial discord within Iran. The European Union imposing new sanctions as a result of the Iranian decision to essentially withdraw from the 2015 nuclear agreement, and the U.S. contemplating more sanctions against Iran. There is no doubt that sanctions are having a dramatic impact on the Iranian economy, although China continues to purchase between $250 and $300 million in oil on a monthly basis, so they are not completely shut out of the world marketplace. This is another strategic gamble by POTUS, and by a series of events, his gamble, in fact, might pay off, and the U.S. and Iran may not wind up at war. It is fairly clear that the Iranian government is destabilized by internal protest, the death of General Soleimani, and economic sanctions. The question is, will this be enough to cause the Iranians to withdraw from the world terrorism stage or a regime change? Always a big risk, but if it works, we could see a different Middle East.